All right, Chabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing in Tzidkas HaTzadik, and we are picking up on the PDF that I sent out on page Chavchas. So remember again, the Rebbe has been espousing this beautiful idea and framework that just as the world is created from day and night, Yom and Laila, Ar and Choshech, so too the life of a person is comprised of these periods of day and night as well. Times of accomplishment, times of setback, times of growth, times of failure. Rebbe said, based on the pasuk, like the Baal Shem Tov said, Kisheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. So remember again, we translate this as that the tzaddik will fall seven times, but he will get back up. So the Baal Shem Tov said, remember again, what's the significance of seven? Seven representing the 7 days of the week, the unit of creation. That there are times ultimately, again, throughout the week, where a person fails, where a person falls. And again, that's a cycle that repeats itself over and over and over. The godless, the greatness of the tzaddik, is the ability to go ahead and get back up, even though there's a recognition that the failure will be constant and ongoing, will just be a circle and a cycle that repeats itself. V'omdam, another rabbi says as follows, Gam be'is ha-choshech, Tzarech ar halavana ar ha-kuchalim. This is very beautiful. So Rebbe says, again, if we're looking at the natural world kind of as a metaphor for the life of man, so then much in the same way that even when it's dark outside, even when it's dark, it's never totally dark, right? Even in the darkness of the night, there is still the light of the moon, the light of the stars, dinami arhu, that is still considered to be light. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. Even in the midst of the darkness of the night, it's never totally black. You know, it's never totally dark. There's never a fundamental absence of light, because even in the nighttime, there's still the light of the moon and there's still the light of the stars. So we'll say, so what does this mean? If you take a look at the Be'eri HaChassidus, he says something so beautiful. He says, "Va'ondam gam kimoshe gam be'is achoshech tzarech Yakadosh Baruch Hu l'hayres alun karal barak kochavim." Just like in the natural world, even when it's dark outside, Hakadosh Baruch Hu provides some amount of light with the moon and the stars. Sha'al orze amnu chazal dinami arhu kidi isarish psachim kimokin kishkeche chashuch lenefesh adam Yisrael. Nitzrach lo v'hischazek ba'or ha'levana hamramezes l'knesses Yisrael. So we'll say, so without getting into all the discussion that he's getting into over here, this is really beautiful. What the Rebbe is highlighting is this yisod. Really, you're going to see it's a two-pronged yisod. That even when it's dark outside, it's never fully dark. Even when it's dark outside, there is still an element of light. Right, there is still the moon, there is still the stars, there is still some element of luminescence. So the Rebbe says, this is what has to happen in the life of man as well. Even when it's dark, and remember again, in the Rebbe's model, darkness represents periods of failure. Darkness represents periods where there is no growth, times of setback. Darkness represents times of adversity. Even when it's dark outside, there still has to be a little bit of light in the form of the stars, in the form of the moon. And the Rebbe goes on and he says, "Ubebeso, tsarich ar haner mitzvah." So too in one's home, and we'll discuss that terminology in just a moment. In one's home, there must also be the light of the ner, the light of the candle, which is the light of mitzvah. Look what he writes in the Be'ure HaChassidus. He says, "Umashe bebeiso shel adam, sarich balayla lahayir be'emtsaus or haner, miramezes al or hamavhik la'adam, me'asiyas iza mitzvah ma'asis." So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. Excuse me. The Rebbe says that even when it's dark outside, a person has to have some amount of Or Haner, some amount ultimately again of light from the candle. He says this is the light that emanates from the performance of a mitzvah. Me'asiyas eizo mitzvah ma'asis. Kimo shekasuv ner mitzvah v'torah or. Sha'or hayotzi mima'as. I'm reading in the Berakh Hasidus. Sha'or hayotzi mima'as ha'mitzvah. Nimshal l'ner. Va'or zeh. Hu amoyel l'nefesh ha'adam bizmana ha'sheicha. V'astar ha'sam. So we'll say this is so beautiful. The Rebbe says, what do you do? Now you see, what the Rebbe is doing is establishing for us almost like these are the parameters of life. So what are the parameters of life? There's Or and there's Choshech. There's Yom and there's Laila. There's periods of light, periods of darkness. And there's no such thing as a person who escapes this reality. Remember again, as the Baal Shem Tov said, this is Choshim Chalila. This is a cycle that goes on and on and on. Life is a constant Yom and Laila, Laila Yom. So now what happens if I find myself in the midst of Laila? What happens? I find myself in the midst of a nighttime. Life is difficult. Circumstances are not really so optimal. I'm not really growing. I'm not really progressing. So what do I do? Sibba says, you'd say, okay, well, in the model that we espoused before, it's like a gal hamiskalgel. It's a cycle. So kind of just wait it out. But of course, know that in Yiddishkeit, we never believe in waiting anything out. You never just wait for stuff to happen. You figure out ultimately, again, what it is that you need to do. So what do you do? What do I do if I find myself in the midst of the Laila of the Choshech? So the Rebbe says, create some light. Create some light. Now, it might be true, you might not be able to necessarily bring a full daytime, a full-blown Yom or full-blown Or. That might be possible. But even in the absence of the ability to bring the full day or full light, a person is obligated to bring some level of light. Just like in the midst of the dark, as we said before, just like in the midst of the night is never totally black. There's some light. There's a moon. There's a stars. There's stars. Are the moon and the stars as luminescent as the daytime sun? No. But it's some light nevertheless. So too says the Rebbe. When a person finds themselves in the midst of their life darkness, when you find yourself in the midst of the Laila, in the midst of Choshech, you must create some Or for yourself. Even if it's just Or HaNer, even just a little bit of candlelight. And how do you create that candlelight, says the Rebbe? That's through a mitzvah. Person does a mitzvah. Person does a mitzvah. Person engages in some type of positive, dynamic, spiritual activity. Ultimately, they are creating for themselves Or. They're creating for themselves some light. Va'ar Torah. Similarly, again, create for yourself the light of Torah. Shemesh u'magin Hashem. Zeu tor l'shem shamayim. Bebehiros hakaras Hashem shamayim. So Rebbe says something amazing. He says, if you find yourself in the midst of darkness, create light. Create light. Aye, but it's not going to be so bright. And it's not going to be so incredible. It's not going to be so luminescent. It's okay. It's okay. You just can't allow yourself to dwell in the midst of darkness. You can't allow yourself to dwell in the Choshech. You have to create some level of light for yourself. He goes on. V'zeu o'avav kitzeis ha'shemesh u'mitzadiki harabim kikochavim shelobnim Torah. Niglo l'radim. So this is really an incredible idea. So therefore, every time you do a mitzvah, you create for yourself some degree of light. Every single time you learn Torah, you create for yourself some degree of light. Every single time you engage in some type of positive, dynamic, spiritual activity, you are creating light. Aye, but it's not as strong and as bright as the sun. It's okay. Your job, my job, is just when I find myself in the midst of darkness, to do something to dispel some level of the darkness. And even though right now in life I may not have the capacity to do something so dramatic so as to bring out the sun, whatever you do, don't allow yourself to dwell in the enveloping darkness. The smallest mitzvah, the most little bit of Torah, has the ability to kindle that ner, that light in my home, which begins the process of driving away the darkness. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem and the rest of Os Yud Gimel, Emirat Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.